Good morning, sunshine. What a beautiful start to our Monday. Hopefully you had a wonderful weekend right across the tropical north. If you're in the car, take it nice and easy. Watch out for guinea fowl. You never know what might be just around the corner. It is 22 minutes to 7. Now, this morning, an incredible local story about a guinea fowl, and it's got a moral. We'll come to that in the end. A local girl, her parents live on the Tablelands, often spend some time up on the Tablelands. Now, she was heading back to Cairns after spending the weekend there to head back to work on Monday, driving out of the outskirts of Mareeba towards Cairns on a Sunday afternoon. Suddenly, a guinea fowl ran in front of her. Now, she braked, but, she couldn't stop in time and kept going. But there was no thud. And, you know, as you do, you look in the rearview mirror, there was no puff of feathers either through the air or floating across the ground. So she thought, oh, well, it must be okay. So anyhow, off she went. She drove, obviously, about 100 kilometres an hour all the way to Cairns and basically stayed overnight in Cairns. In the morning, she got up to go to work, and as she was walking towards her car, she could see something in the front grill. Now, she was thinking, well, what the hell is that in the front grill of my car? As she got closer, she heard a clucking sound. When she had a good look, she realised that somehow the guinea fowl had actually entered from underneath her car and was basically stuck at the bottom of the bumper, kind of between the grill and kind of the bottom of the radiator. She could not believe it because it was still alive and it seemed to be in perfect health. It was basically clucking at her. So absolutely perplexed. She didn't know what the hell to do with it. I think she took it to Animal Rescue and they said, well, we haven't got the bits and pieces we need to actually get the bumper bar off the front of the car. So maybe you should go and see the mechanic. Mechanics thought she was joking. What do you mean you got a live bird stuck in the bumper bar of your car? Four of them, they were supposed to be working on other jobs, just stood around, just could not believe what they were seeing. And evidently, they actually positioned them there, a couple there at the front, couple of kind of on the side. So when they did get the bumper bar off, they thought this guinea fowl was going to go crazy and they'd have to catch it. They had a box ready, the whole lot, put holes in the side. Anyhow, they managed to extract it. It was in perfect condition, no issues whatsoever. And so my friend then took the guinea fowl down to the vet to get it checked out. And they were saying, what's its name? And she said, I don't know its name. I ran it over. And they're going, where does it come from? Does it live in Cairns? And they went, no, it lives in Mareeba. And they said, well, how the hell did it get to Cairns? And she's like, oh, God, it's a long, long story. The long and the short is that the bird ended up being okay. It was looked after for about a week here in Cairns. And the moral of the story is that basically it was returned to home and she re-released it perfectly healthy in the spot where she'd actually run it over. An incredible story. And true. I'm going to put this story up online and I'll also show you the photograph of the guinea fowl being stuck in the front of the car. And I guess the moral of the story is why did the guinea fowl cross the road? Because it wanted a trip to Cairns.
Say it's true, there's nothing like me.